a foreign king's tomb.
外国国王墓。
In 1417, accompanied by 340 people, the king of Sulu, a kingdom in Philippine Islands, visited China and was warmly welcomed by Emperor Yongle of the Ming Dynasty.
1417年，位于菲律宾群岛的苏禄国的国王带着一支340人的访问团来中国访问。在中国，他们受到永乐皇帝的热情款待。
The delegation sailed from Beijing to Hangzhou.
他们乘船从北京驶往杭州。
Along the Great Canal on their return journey, the king got sick and died in Dezhou.
沿着大运河返回的途中，国王得了重病，死在了德州。
The Ming government held a great funeral for the king in Dezhou and had a big tomb built.
在德州，明朝政府为他举行了隆重的葬礼，并建造了一个很大的坟墓。
His concubine and two sons were left to be with his tomb, while the eldest son went back to their kingdom.
他的妃子和次子、三子两个儿子留下来陪伴他，大儿子回到苏禄国继承王位。
The two sons' descendants gradually formed two big Islamic villages with their own mosques, one with An as the family name and the other with Wen.
两个儿子的后代在德州繁衍下来，形成了温姓、安姓两个伊斯兰的村子，并有自己的清真寺。
Nowadays, people who visit Dezhou always go to see the tombs of the king, his wife, and his two sons.
如今去德州的人都会去看看苏禄王的墓，同时可以看到的还有妃子和两个儿子的墓。
After all, it might be the only foreign king's tomb in the country, which has been taken as a symbol of friendship between the Chinese and Filipino.
毕竟这可能是唯一在中国的外国国王的陵墓，它被看作是中国和菲律宾人民友谊的象征。